As a composer, Werner Eck is largely self-taught. He received his early musical training in Augsburg and later in Munich. At that time, however, he was still undecided as to whether to take up a career in music, literature, or the fine arts. A stay of several years in Italy finally helped make up his mind. Returning to Germany, he settled down in a suburb of Munich to devote all of his time to composing. In his earliest compositions, Eck, for the most part, employed orthodox tonality along traditional lines. By the time he wrote his French Suite, which was written in 1949, his harmonic vocabulary had become thoroughly contemporary, and he had begun to experiment with bitonality and polytonality. In the French Suite, as in many of his ballet scores, Eck patterns his form on the pre-classical suites of Bach, Handel, and their contemporaries. They do not make use of the classical principle of thematic development. They are merely a succession of antique dance forms as strongly contrasted as possible. To this basic design, Eck adds a theatrical instinct and an ingenuity in orchestration that remind some listeners of Richard Strauss. In the French Suite, the result, said the English critic Henry Rayner, and I quote, is as sophisticated as Chaucer dramatized by Noel Coward. The French Suite is based on five keyboard works by Jean-Philippe Rameau. The opening movement, The Call of the Birds, makes delightful use of the imitation of bird songs which Rameau was fond of composing. The second movement is a jig, and is followed by one which moves to the slow rhythms of an ancient dance, the saraband. Its title might be translated Amorous Sighing. Venetian is a barcarolle. The brilliant 16th note passage work of Rameau's original piece is polytonally combined with sonorous chords for the brass choir. The final movement, Les Tourbillons, Swirling Clouds, brings the music to a close in a blaze of brilliant orchestral tone color. The applause you hear greets the appearance of our guest conductor, Wolfgang Sawallisch, who in a moment will open this week's concert by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducting the French Suite After Rameau by Werner Eck. This week's concert by the Philadelphia Orchestra has just opened with a performance of Werner Eck's French Suite after Rameau. The orchestra was under the direction of our guest conductor, Wolfgang Sawallisch. On the 12th of May, 1809, the French army entered Vienna. The Battle of Aspern was fought on the 21st of May, and Napoleon took possession of the island of Loban near the city. The Battle of Wagram took place on the 6th of July, and from then until the peace treaty was signed on the 14th of October, Vienna was held by a French army of occupation. Beethoven's apartment was in a house built on the city wall, which afforded a spectacular view, but left the composer exposed to gunfire as the fighting raged around the city. On at least one occasion, Beethoven took refuge in his brother's cellar. He wrote in a letter, "We have passed through a great deal of misery. I tell you that since May 4th I have brought into the world little that is connected, only here and there a fragment. The whole course of events has affected me body and soul. What a disturbing wild life around me, nothing but drums, cannon, men and misery of all sorts." One of the fragments referred to was the piano concerto whose magnificence earned it the nickname of Emperor. No one could guess from the music the external circumstances under which it was written. The music contains no hint of spiritual confusion or distress. Its qualities, on the contrary, are strength, serenity, and self-assurance. Sir George Grove observed, "It is remarkable how slightly external events interfered with Beethoven's powers of production." Although the concerto was completed in 1809, it was apparently not performed until sometime late in 1811 at a concert in Leipzig conducted by Johann Philipp Christian Schulz. One Friedrich Schneider was the soloist. The January 1812 issue of the Allgemeine Musikalische Zeitung reported, and I quote, "It is without doubt one of the most original, most imaginative, most effective, but also most difficult of all existing concerti. Der Musikdirektor Schneider played it with such mastery as could scarcely have been believed possible. The orchestra, too, with unmistakable love and respect for the composer, fulfilled every desire in its playing of the work. So the crowded audience was soon put into such a state of enthusiasm that it could hardly content itself with the ordinary expressions of admiration and enjoyment." Such was a contemporary account of the first performance of Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto in E-flat major. The movements of the concerto are marked allegro, adagio and poco mosso, and allegro. Our audience here in the Academy of Music is now welcoming the appearance of our familiar and ever-welcome guest soloist, Emil Gilels, followed by our conductor, Wolfgang Sawallisch. And in a moment, they, with the Philadelphia Orchestra, will bring us a performance of the Fifth Piano Concerto in E-flat major, opus 73, by Ludwig van Beethoven.
Thank you. Thank you.
Emil Gilels has been our guest soloist in this performance of the Emperor Concerto, the Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major, Opus 73, by Ludwig van Beethoven. The Philadelphia Orchestra was under the guest direction of Wolfgang Sawallisch.